Welcome back. This is Module 4, and I'm so thrilled that you're still with me and going on this journey together, and I hope you are being able to implement some of the things that we've been talking about. So it is an absolute pleasure to be back with you. I know that as you listen to this program and as you really take to heart those things that we're talking about and exploring, you will uncover, realize, and accomplish your potential. I also know that as you do this, those things that you thought were impossible, they will become possible, because I truly believe and know that nothing is impossible. In the last three modules, we have gone through what your self-image is and how your self-image will dictate how successful that you can possibly be, how successful you will be in projecting your own personal brand. And if you're working for another company, how successful you're going to be as well as projecting their brand. So we've talked about self-image at length. We've also gone through what body language is and how you communicate through your body language and what your body is saying to yourself and how effective you can be, and what signals that you're giving yourself, things that you do or things that you don't do, or ways that you hold your body, how that impacts your performance, how that impacts your ability to achieve your goals. And our last module, module 3, we talked about how you can communicate with your words. So we talked a lot about body language in module 2 and all that nonverbal information that's being transmitted all the time. And then we talked about how to communicate effectively with the words and the different power words that are out there and the power of the pause. So we've covered a lot. Now we're going to shift gears from the communication, both what we're telling ourselves, what's going on in our head, to how we move our body, to the words that we use, to now, what is it, the clothes that we put on our back? And what happens to us every day? We get up, we get dressed, at least most of us. At least I don't think you go to work naked or out naked around. Maybe you are. Maybe you're listening to this program somewhere where you live in a nudist colony. And if that's the case, you probably are not going to need a good part of this module, but there's going to be some aspects of this module that will still be important. And for you, if you are, even if you're in a nudist colony. So thank you for being on this journey with me. In this program, we're going to explore what to wear when. What to wear when? That could be one of the biggest questions. I don't know if you've ever asked this question. I know I have had this question thousands of times, if not millions of times, as I continue to live another year on this beautiful planet we call our Mother Earth. What should I wear? And what is appropriate to wear to this function or that function? So we're going to talk about what to wear when. We're also going to take you through some tips for dressing for success. That term, dress for success, or dress to impress. Dressing for success and what that is and how you can best do that most effectively in all aspects too of the different parts of your life, so that you can get the best look possible and feel the most confident that you possibly can. Also, we're going to talk about what colors mean, what the colors mean that you wear and how they can impact you in different ways and impact others around you and the signals that they're sending. We will also then move on to accessorizing and how you can accessorize with power and how you can use accessories to influence those around you and to influence yourself and, quite frankly, to have fun and show some of that personality that is you, uniquely you and uniquely your style, and how to embrace that, how to lean into that. And then last but not least in this section, and this is when I was talking about the nudist colony, hygiene do's and don'ts. What to know, what to think about, what to be aware of as it relates to hygiene. Hygiene is such an important aspect of how we look and how we feel and how we act. So let's get to it. So first off, what to wear when. When you get up in the morning, you probably start through this process of, okay, well, what's on my day today? What have I got going on today? What meetings am I going to? Is it going to be a casual day? Or maybe you don't have to leave your home and it's going to be just kind of an errand day. So what to wear when is an important question. It's a question that we're always answering, and maybe we're not thinking a lot about it. And even if you're a guy, you probably are not thinking about as much as women, I would dare say. And that's probably a stereotypical comment. But I would submit that even as a guy, and you're going to different functions or elements, that probably runs through your head just a little bit, especially something new. Or perhaps you're going out with your wife or girlfriend, or you're going to go meet somebody or a new customer, or maybe you're going into a company you've never been into before. A lot of you are probably going to say, it's going to kind of, at least the thought's going to trickle of, well, I wonder what will be appropriate for me to wear, or what should I not wear, or that sort of thing. So that's what we're going to cover and go through at this point. One of the best tips for knowing what to wear when is to understand what the environment is. For instance, I had the opportunity to teach real estate agents and brokers all about distressed real estate. So real estate agents, a lot of them have a tendency to be extremely well-dressed and in some cases kind of flashy. Well, if you're flashy dresser, meaning you've got the wingtip shoes and a big gold watch on and big gold cufflinks on and a tie and a fitted suit, business suit, and you go traipsing through a foreclosure, that's probably not the best attire to wear, because quite frankly, a foreclosure oftentimes has damage that's done in the home. There may be, the yard may have not been done for months and months, because that was one of the first things they couldn't afford anymore, so they let that go. And maybe this house has been sitting for months and months. There may be trash in the house that someone's just trashed it, and they've painted all over the walls, and there's insects or rodents, dead rodents. I mean, there's all sorts of crazy things that you see in a foreclosure. So wearing the most polished dress, flashy dress, and the best, nicest things walking through or slugging through a foreclosure, and if you're a woman, slugging through that foreclosure in heels, that's probably not going to be the most appropriate thing to be wearing in going and looking at that and perhaps taking a potential buyer. So you need to understand that there's certain clothing types that we wear at certain points. And that's the message that I am wanting you to think about and really step back as you look at your day. As you start your day and you think, okay, what's on my docket today? And what is my brand? What am I trying to communicate? How can I best communicate my brand as well as make it fit with regard to who I'm meeting with, where I'm going to be at, so on and so forth. I was giving a presentation about appearance a while back to a group of businesswomen, and one of the individuals asked me a question. She's like, Linda, what would you have done in this circumstance? And she was telling me how she had lunch with her daughter. Her daughter is a well-respected attorney who's very sharp and who's in front of judges and politicians and businessmen and business people and really trying to grow her practice as well. And she had met her daughter one Saturday for lunch at kind of an upper scale restaurant. Now, her daughter, I guess, showed up for lunch in really short shorts, some high platform shoes, cute little hat. And she was going to the beach right after this lunch. Now, her mother, again, her mom, keep this in context, her mom is older. Her mom sees her daughter dressed this way, and she doesn't look like the professional that she typically is. And she made a comment to her daughter, do you think what you're wearing is appropriate? And her daughter said, Mom, I'm going to the beach. And it's Saturday. So as this woman, this mother, was telling me about this, I thought, okay, well, it was Saturday. But she's like, well, what would you have done? Was it the mom? Because she felt like it was inappropriate. She felt like that if a judge came in or another professional came in that she's trying to do business with, or that, again, holds her in high esteem, that what she was wearing and the image she was projecting at that moment in that hour and a half at lunch at this restaurant was not the most polished professional image that she could be projecting. Now, as I listened to this, I thought, okay, this is kind of a no-win situation for me in giving advice. But let's think about that. That's definitely a paradigm, right? Because on one hand, it's Saturday, and if it's Saturday, that means I can really wear whatever I want, right? But does it? So the reason I pose it to you this way is I want you to think about it, and there's no right or wrong answer by any means. But if it had been me, this would be the way I would have attacked that. I know I'm going to the beach with my family later. I'm meeting my mom for lunch. I probably would have said, Mom, let's meet at a burger place because I'm going to the beach later. Again, my appearance for that burger place would have been probably appropriate in the setting. And if I happen to run into a potential business associate or someone that, you know, obviously I'm standing up in front of judges trying to plead my case and be influential with them. If I see them in a burger place on a Saturday, there's going to be a different reaction than perhaps if I am dressed in that attire at a higher class restaurant, if you will, right? Or more of a business class restaurant that's more of a business luncheon, like a Monday through Friday type of place. Again, I would have taken this into mind. Where am I eating? And maybe making the suggestion, hey, I'm going to go to the beach. Let's go to a different place. That would have been one thing. Or perhaps I would have dressed even a little more sophisticated, if you will, for that lunch with my mom, even though I was going to the beach, meaning I could have pulled a long maxi dress. Wore a maxi dress with even a little tailored jacket. I can take the jacket off. I can take the maxi dress off and boom, I'm at the beach, right? Or I can change my shoes in the car, that sort of thing. So keeping these different aspects in mind, but really it comes down to what is your goal? What image are you trying to project? Because your image is always emitting, right? It's always emitting that signal. It's emitting to everyone around you. And as we've talked about, more importantly, it's always emitting to yourself. So you go into a certain framework by the clothes that you wear. They will impact your performance. They call that the embodied condition, Northwestern University, as they created a study. So what I put on my body then impacts the way I act, as well as the way I look, and the way that people react to me. Because we were emitting this signal out to everyone about our self-concept, how we want to be perceived, and how we want others to react to us. A long way to tell you basically what you wear does impact how others react to you. And as I've said previously, it impacts how you act in those different situations. Now, you may work at a company. I give this, again, I speak a lot, and a woman said, you know, this is all great information about professionalism and things to wear, but I can't wear those things because I'm wearing a uniform. Okay, you may be in a situation where you're required to wear a uniform. So some things to think about with regard to the uniform. First off, you want to make sure that the uniform that you've been given fits you appropriately, that it's not too tight, and that it's not too loose. And if you're able to do so, and there's no problem with your company, or you don't have like to give your uniform back, which I hope that you don't have to. And if you don't, that'd be great. Because then if you could actually have your uniform tailored to have maybe a tuck here or a tuck there or let out there. Again, clothes are made for specific standardized sizes. Well, not one body is a specific standardized size. So clothes fit us all a little bit differently. Just think about it. As you gain or lose weight, you can wear the same clothes for a while, right? And because it'll change just a little bit. And then there becomes a point where, oh, this is too loose and too baggy, I have to do something with it. Or, wow, it's too tight, I got to lose some weight. Or you don't wear, you know, you stop wearing that clothing item because it's too tight. So if you're wearing a uniform, that's one thing to keep in mind. You can wear your uniform with great class and sophistication by having it pressed, making certain it's clean, it's in good repair. And then accessorizing in a more conservative, professional way. This one woman that asked this question of me with regard to the uniform, she had her hair up. She had a simple pearl on. She had a simple pearl necklace, but she was wearing a uniform shirt. And she actually was wearing shorts because she's up climbing up telephone poles. So we all have whatever our situation is, but there is a way to, again, step up our dress or our appearance given the situation that we're at. So we each have that ability to be able to do that. So some things to think about in dressing for success. I am a big believer of how important the jacket is. The jacket, especially a tailored jacket. And if you're not comfortable in a tailored jacket, or you feel like it doesn't look good on you, which there have been very few people I've ever seen a tailored jacket not looking good on. I'm a big believer in classic lines and structure. But a jacket is your best friend as a completer piece. If you want to give off a more professional image, put a jacket on. When you're making a presentation, put a jacket on. What will actually happen is you put that jacket on, your authority perception will go up 50%. So the minute you take off that jacket, your authority will dip 50%. If you've got to go in, and especially if you're a woman and you're going in to pitch to a group of men, going into a boardroom to make a presentation, and even if you live in a hot, humid climate, I'm from South Florida, and again, when I speak a lot to professional women, they're like, oh, Linda, it's hot here. You carry that jacket in the car, you throw it in as you run into your meetings, and you have that jacket on when you're in that meeting. Then, you know, take it off, get in your car, and you're off and run into your next agenda item on your list for the day. That jacket is such an important tool for you to show that professionalism. You want a dark jacket with good lines, and even a soft drapey jacket. That extra piece, or what we call a completer piece, is critical to your success. Now, you may work in an environment that is business casual or even casual, but there's still aspects of business casual and casual environments that you can still be at the top of the level. We'll talk about some of those in just a minute. When you dress, dress for the job that you would like. When you dress, dress for the job that you would like. Not necessarily for the job that you were hired. By stepping up your dress, you actually open up the door for you to step closer to achieving that goal. Now, I have a story to share with you with regard to my husband. My husband works for the Department of Homeland Security, has done so at the time of this published audio program, about 12 years, I guess, now. And he started off as a security officer, and pretty soon as he was working there, the training department head, the manager of the training department, saw his great work, saw his understanding of the systems and how good he was with people. And he thought, you know, you'd be great in the training department. So he kind of recruited him into the training department. Now, in the training department, he didn't have to wear his uniform every day. He could wear more business dress. So he made the decision to wear more business dress. And he actually has had his eye on his boss's job. And so he started wearing what his boss wore, and not just looking exactly like him. But again, if you look at what's around you, and especially those that have supervisory position over you, and you dress more in the kind of style that they're dressing, not obviously not to match them, because that would be weird and embarrassing, but to step up your dress to that level. You're showing several different things there. First of all, you're showing that you care about your position and your career. And it also mentally And what goes on the minute you put on, you step up your dress, you're going to be more productive and you're going to feel better about yourself. So it's going to impact all these different aspects. So there's different forms, right, of dress. And the way the business world is now, there is kind of confusion. One of the best things to know, though, is that dressing for the office doesn't mean dressing for the beach. That means we're not showing skin. We're not wearing flip-flops to work. And, you know, again, some people are like, well, I can wear flip-flops to work. Great, you can wear flip-flops to work. But what is the image that you're trying to project? What job is it that you want? Whose job do you want? Now, if you want the head lifeguard's job, then maybe flip-flops are appropriate. But I wouldn't be wearing flip-flops to work. And in fact, I would encourage women to wear closed-toe shoes. That's a more professional shoe. I know the strappy, spiky sandals are pretty and fun, cooler. As I said, I live in South Florida. But professionally, it's not going to get you the mileage that a closed-toe shoe would. And you would think that that wouldn't make that big a deal, but it does. All these little things add into the executive presence that you can give, which is, if your goal is to move forward in your career and in your life, then you need to step these things up. Business casual. You can't go wrong, men or women, with slacks, like a docker type slack or a khaki type of slack or a chino type of slack. Men, a button down shirt is great, and a loafer or a Doc Marten with a belt, a matching belt that coordinates with it. Women, a sheath dress is a good selection or choice. A button down cotton shirts, dress shirts are nice, or a blouse. A dark slack or pant or trouser, a dark skirt, sweater sets, cardigan sets. These are all great aspects for you to utilize in a business casual environment. Now, if you have like a casual Friday, which means that you can wear jeans, wearing jeans is okay. Make sure that they're clean, they're not holy. And they're more of a dressier jean, or even a darker jean is going to look more sophisticated. Again, the rule of the kiss simple, which is keep it simple and sophisticated. By doing that, you can never, ever go wrong with those different aspects of dress. So keep it simple and sophisticated, even in business casual or casual Friday. Casual Friday may mean you can wear a t-shirt. So wearing a t-shirt, you definitely don't want anything that's inappropriate on that t-shirt. Again, no tears, no tank tops. When you cover up your skin, then your skin doesn't become the highlight of who you are. Your work becomes the highlight of who you are. And as you communicate your message is going to come across, because then we don't get hung up. Those that are looking at you don't get hung up on looking at your incredibly nice biceps. If you're a guy wearing a tank top, or if you're a gal wearing a tank top, a guy doesn't get hung up and looking at your awesome cleavage. All right. Covering that stuff up, covering that skin up will give us a more polished executive presence. And we can step up even business casual or casual Friday. A great look is a pair of nice, for women, is a pair of nice dark jeans and a sports jacket and even a heel, a closed toe heel. That is very chic. Look, it's even casual, but it gives a sense of professionalism. That simple and sophisticated look. Again, as you accessorize that, as well. Now, let's talk about some of the colors and what the colors mean and how they can impact your daily life. Colors emit energy. They emit, and they actually, they bring out in us certain emotions and feelings, so that when we're inside or we're looking at certain colors, certain things happen in our brain. For instance, our eyes will automatically go to yellow whenever we walk into a room. So that little secret of blondes have more fun, well, that would be why, because they're noticed right off the bat. And the reason for that is our eye is attracted to light. So yellow, gold, those things reflect light. And so that's why our eye is first drawn to yellow. If you want to get noticed right off in a room, and as I've had the opportunity to speak to groups of thousands of people, and I was getting up on stage and there was some announcement I needed, or I needed to be able to give instructions to this group so they would hopefully follow the instructions and move forward in the way that I wanted to move forward, I would implement some kind of yellow, of wearing some kind of yellow somewhere, whether it be a top or a jacket, something that everybody's eye will be drawn to me and they'll be able to see me. Okay, I'm not a blonde. So that light and understanding that yellow will attract. So light colors attract light, all right? Light colors attract light. Now, one of the great things about red is it's such a powerful color. It's a passionate color. You think about red. Red is used for Valentine's. You think passion. You think hot. You think fiery. You think even angry. So I wouldn't encourage you to paint the inside of your bedroom red. I mean, yes, on one hand, you might have a great love life. But on the other hand, you may find that you have a lot of arguments in that bedroom as well, because red will emit certain emotions. Green. Green is the color of money. Green is the color of the earth. Dark blue is a very authoritative color. It's a very calming color and conservative color. And we already put in our head authoritative color with that. There's a great case study that was done of some sales folks, ten different sales folks, for six consecutive days wore certain colors, and their sales pitch or scripts were the same in every exact thing. The only thing that was different that they did for this six-day period was that the colors that they wore, the colors of the clothes they wore were different. Same type of clothing, and so basically they were suits. For 6 days, these 10 salespeople wore a suit that was a brown suit with a cream color, ivory colored shirt and a tie that, you know, coordinated with that, and brown shoes. The next 10-day period that these six salespeople wore, actually, I'm sorry, 10 salespeople wore, the next period that they did this, a few weeks later, they wore a navy blue suit, a white shirt, and a red tie and black shoes. Their sales went up 18%, each one. And the only thing they changed was the colors. So there's certain colors that we associate. We don't even realize that we're doing this. Think about different colors of fast food restaurants. Fast food restaurants, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. So the colors they put in there are those high energy colors, orange, yellow, some red, so that you get in, you eat, and you get out, so that the cash machine can keep running. The color of purple represents loyalty and wealth, as well as spirituality. Different colors emit certain things. So when you dress, you may want to look at and step back and think about, what colors am I attracted to? What colors do I like? Because there's an emotional tie in there for you. And then think about what it is you're trying to achieve. If you're trying to make a power statement, or you're wanting to feel more confident, you're going into negotiation for some aspect, then you might want to put a little splash of red. You may not want to be dressed in all red, okay? That may give the wrong message to you and to the person that you're negotiating with. But a little splash of red. If you're a man, you wear a red tie. If you're a woman, perhaps you put a red brooch on, or a red accessory piece. Something red that will emit that emotion. And actually, when you wear red, when you work out, your heart rate actually speeds up. So you get a better workout. So think about that as well. So one of the things we've talked about is there's different aspects of your life. So there's different colors of clothes or different types of clothes that you wear for different occasions in your life. So red, when you're working out, may be something you want to implement into your workout so you can get a better workout, better, stronger workout. In fact, let's talk a little bit about the different aspects of life with regard to what to wear when. The only time that is a good time to wear maybe baggier clothes, loose, more comfortable, flowing, loose clothes, I'm just going to say loose clothes, is when you're at home and you're just kicking back. However, if you're at home and you're kicking back, what are your clothes? Do your clothes feel great to you? Do you feel good in them? Do you feel beautiful or handsome in them? You can feel that way in every type of ensemble that you put on. So just because you're not at the office or you're not going out in your social life, out to dinner or whatever the case may be, you can wear clothes that will complement your body and make you feel even better. The goal in selecting clothes is not to wear something that is too tight or too loose. Too tight would mean that we would have a problem and that we would probably want to be pulling it down or pulling it up or back, or we're going to be tugging on it a lot, something that's too tight. Also, wearing too tight of clothes is not flattering to us, just as wearing too loose or too baggy of clothes is not flattering to us. And having and investing in a really good tailor is a great tip in your arsenal of getting the image that you would desire. And a tailor will take an item of clothing and make it fit your body like it was made for your body. And all of a sudden, you're going to look like $1 million. In fact, you may buy a suit and perhaps it's not a $1,500 suit. You don't have to buy a $1,500 suit. I'm not suggesting that by any means. But if you go to a tailor and take that suit you bought and get it tailored to look so it fits you in the best way possible, it's going to look like a $1,500 suit. So a tailor is a great tool for you to utilize. Now, some of the other clothes that are good for you to have and basically good staples for you to have in your wardrobe. I've already talked about the jacket, such an important piece. So having for women about 3 or 4 pair of neutral colored shoes is good. Neutral color shoes means a black pair of shoes, at least one pair of black shoes, closed-toed shoes, navy shoes, navy blue shoes, brown shoe, and perhaps a lighter neutral shoe, like a bone color type shoe, right? This neutral, and if you're wearing a sheath dress, it kind of just matches your leg and it's just going to follow the line of your leg up. For men, on your ties should be silk. They should be understated, so you don't want any kind of crazy ties. The tie should also be coordinated with the shirt. Try saying cert and suit together. So anyway, the suit and shirt. And ties should end at the top of your belt. So your ties can be a great piece for you. And it gives you an opportunity to show and express your individuality through the ties that you wear. So keeping in mind some of those aspects. With a tie, you want to make sure that it's clean, that it's in good repair. If it's not in good repair, you want to toss it out. If it's dirty, take it to the cleaners, see if they can get it out. If they can't, toss it out. There's no need to keep clothes that are dirty or need repair. You want to get rid of them. And in fact, going through your closet and doing a wardrobe analysis, analyzing your wardrobe, is really good for you to then look at the different ensembles that you can create for different occasions so that you can dress in things that make you feel great and feel good. Years ago, I read a book how it talked about you should never buy a clothing item unless you fell absolutely in love with it. And I'm a big believer of that. And if I don't love something, then I shouldn't be wasting my resources on it. So by keeping that principle of the keep it simple and sophisticated, I'm able to do that. I'm able to keep that in mind so that I can purchase those things that are simple and sophisticated and that I love, and that then I can interchange with all sorts of different things. Component dressing is really a secret to successful dressing for success. Some other items to have in mind, I've already talked a little bit about having simple lines or classic styles. I've already talked a little bit about neutral colors. You want to have gray, navy, black, brown, beige, tan in your closet. Again, then those are your neutral colors, and there may be beige and tans that look better on you and browns rather than the darker navy or gray. So you would make that determination of what looks better and goes best with your coloring. I worked with a wonderful gentleman at the University of Utah Department of Physical Therapy. He's actually the chair of the department, and his coloring lent itself more to those brown colors. And it also, the type of work and he's in and the type of image that he's trying to project lent more to tweeds and those type of fabrics, right? Whereas that's going to be more the anomaly than perhaps most of the norm is the more authoritative navy blue type of look in the neutral. So your neutrals depend on your coloring, also what your work is and what you're doing with that. So thinking about neutrals in business casual, that means like khakis, right? Dress slacks that are, you know, more of the gray or the light tan or the brown, that sort of aspect. You want to keep clothes and accessories that are as expensive as you can afford. Now, you don't need to go out and break the bank, and I'm not suggesting that you do that. But if you can purchase a couple, few nice pieces that will be long-lasting, they'll be more than worth the money that you paid for them. They'll hold up well. They'll look classic. That's why, you know, trends come and go, and we don't want to be in that trendy aspect. And maybe you want to do something that's a little trendy as a little punch or an accessory. It's just a little conversation piece, and we'll talk a little bit about accessories more in just a minute. But the whole idea with your dress is that your dress isn't screaming. Unless you're in an industry where you need your dress to be screaming, the goal is to be a little more understated. Again, simple and sophisticated, those classic looks and style. Natural fibers, or at least clothing or fibers that look like they're natural. So wool, silk, cotton. You want to have leather shoes, bags, briefcases, belts. So leather pieces are important. Minimal, simple jewelry, such as gold, pearls, classic styles, and appropriate heirlooms. Now, women sometimes go crazy over jewelry, right? And kind of the like big, fun, funky jewelry. And again, that's okay in certain settings. But again, if you keep it less is more, keeping that less is more perspective. So I can have a statement piece, like maybe I'm wearing a statement piece bracelet, but I wouldn't necessarily want a statement piece bracelet, a statement piece earring, and a statement piece necklace. That's like too much going on. Less is more. That's simple and sophisticated. Your hairstyle. You want your hairstyle to be simple, neat, and a natural hairstyle. Clothing considerations revolve around two things typically, whether how well we're going to fit in or how to stand out. So what is your goal? What is your goal as your image? Now, standing out may not be the best thing for your image, right? You may think, oh, I want to stand out. There's this great show that was on for years called What Not to Wear. And that's one of the things that they would work with a lot of individuals that wanted to stand out and thought they were standing out in a good way when they found out they really weren't. And when you understand and kind of step back and look at yourself and how people are reacting to you and how you're reacting to yourself, quite frankly, is you stand in the mirror, you look in the mirror, you check the front of you, you check the back of you, you check each side. Is this too short? Is it too baggy? Is it too tight? You bend over. Does it creep up? Does it fall down? Keeping the skin covered, keeping the fit so it fits like it's not glued to me, but that it's a good, nice, complementary fit. That will be your key to dressing for success. Now, component dressing is really a great skill and a great tool for you. And components then mean I can plug and play with different pieces of my wardrobe. I may have a jacket that I can then wear that jacket with a pant that matches. Perhaps it's components of a suit. That jacket will work with the pants. And then, ooh, look, that jacket looks good with this skirt. Those pants look good with this sweater set. That jacket looks good with that pair of jeans. So there's all these different aspects that you can do in component dressing. That is key to also extending your wardrobe to get you all sorts of different looks. Now, I talked about analyzing your wardrobe, going through, and there's three different things that you want to do when you immediately go into your closet and you're like, okay, we're going to conquer this closet and we're going to make and figure out what it is I've got so I can know what I'm working with. And that's one of the biggest keys to feeling empowered with regard to your dress, is to understand what looks good on you, what kind of outfits look good together, and what you have. So first thing you want to do is you want to create a pile of need to get rid of. If you haven't looked at it, touched it, worn it, smelt it, or embraced it for a year, then you need to get rid of it. Now, they say that if you're really sentimental about a clothing piece, then put it in another closet. Maybe you don't have another closet. Maybe you want to just pack it away. But get it out of, if it's something you're not wearing and touching all the time, you want to get it out of your closet. You don't have room for it. You don't have room for it in your life. And the more you clear things out of your life, the more positive things can come into it. That's what's so awesome. That minute that you take things out that are non-essential and negative in your life, then it opens up for positive things to come into your life. It's an amazing aspect of what happens. It's great. It's wonderful. So that's the first thing, is you want to figure out what items to get rid of, to give away, to throw away, whatever the case may be. Next, you want to create a pile of things that need to be repaired. So things that can be repaired, that need to be repaired or cleaned. So perhaps something that needs to go to the dry cleaner, or you for some reason missed an item that needs to be washed. So you then want a pile of things that need to be repaired or cleaned. Then you want to quickly get those things repaired, whether you do them yourself, you know, maybe you're missing a button, you sew the button back on, or you take them to a tailor and get them repaired. You get things repaired so that they can be utilized and worn in your wardrobe, and they're a useful piece. Then the next pile, if you will, or section, is what you're keeping. And as I've already talked a little bit about, what you're keeping means what are you in love with? What feels good? And then also when you're looking at that, look at the colors that are in your wardrobe now. What colors are you attracted to? I went through this period where the only things I was buying was black, white, and red. My husband said to me, Linda, really? Another black item? Really? Another white item? Linda, really? Another red thing? And I realized, and there was like no pattern either in that. So I realized, okay, I probably need to expand things just a little bit. And so those basics were good, but by having a little bit of pattern, and when I wear pattern, you want to wear pattern those areas you want to emphasize. So if you're trying to de-emphasize an area, then you don't want to stick a pattern on it. You don't want to call attention to it. So patterns will bring things out. That's another thing too. You know, animal prints kind of come and go in being trendy or in style or not. You don't want to get excessive with animal prints. Again, if you want to use a little bit of an animal print as just a light piece or a light touch in what you're doing, then you add it as a light, but not like all this animal print. So again, using prints to emphasize, right? So something that you want to de-emphasize, you don't want to put a print on. Also, so the items that you keep, and then you want to go through and organize your closet. You want to put all your shirts or blouses together. You want to put all your pants together, your dress pants together, all your dresses together. And then the next step, after you put them all in sections together, is to then put them all the colors in the same section. And then all the next group of colors, the same section. By doing this, you're going to be able to go to and pick out real fast when you're thinking about what to wear. You're going to be able to pull it out. And then the key is once you're done wearing it, you put it back so that you don't have to reorganize your closet again. But you are able to quickly grab, discern what it is you've got. And as you then laid out everything in your wardrobe, you're going to be able to see, wow, this is great. And I can do this outfit together, and I can do this, and I can switch and change. I can component these different things together. And that what I like to do, and one of the things I do, I call it Shop Your Closet. It's a program that I have. And what we do is we actually go through your closet and we put outfits together that are impactful for you and that communicate the personality that you're wanting to communicate your image. And then we actually create a log of what did we put together so that you have a reference tool. You have a list of what it is you can go back to and pull from and put together. So you don't have to really think about it. For some of us, it's really easy and we like that creativity and it's fun. Some people automatically think, again, that stereotype that women just have this DNA to understand what goes good together. And a lot of women do. But there are a lot of men that do as well. And then there are women that don't, and there are men that don't. So we each have our own strengths, things that come easily to us and things that do not. So it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to explore. It's okay to experiment and push the walls, the barriers, because it's through that that we're able to grow. And that's what is fun. And that is how you energize your image. So it is a lot of fun. So I've given you a lot of information about what to wear when and the power that comes with that. Now, I want to transition to how to accessorize with power. Accessorizing with power can be a great strength for you. As I've already alluded, you don't want to go like crazy with in like jewelry, women, and big signature pieces, like so many of them. Like if you have a signature piece or an heirloom piece, you want to keep it to one. Accessorizing with power also means if you're networking, you're at a business networking function, and you're wearing a jacket, you're a woman, put a brooch on that jacket. That becomes a conversation piece. Men, maybe you're at a networking function and you want to have, again, you can emphasize your style, a little bit of your personality with your tie. So you want to select a tie that's kind of unique, not crazy unique, but has maybe a beautiful pattern in it or colors in it that are striking. And by doing that, that, again, causes a conversation piece. And it's sharp. Now, men, if you have the income to buy an expensive watch, buy an expensive watch. That becomes a statement piece for you. If not, but you still want to wear a watch, then you get kind of a medium price watch. And you want that watch band to be either leather or like a gold band. So those are ways for you to complement or accessorize your look. Men, on shoes, you want your shoes to match your belt. The leather of the belt, the shading of the belt. So those are the things that you're trying together. And as you wear socks, men, you want them to match your pants, all right? Some accessories with regard to that. Women, you do not want to wear more than three main colors. Now, obviously, you might have a pattern in what you've got, but the main pattern color should be tying together with the other pieces that you're wearing. So maybe you're wearing a pattern top, but you've got a solid jacket and a solid pant on. So keeping that in mind, so never more than three. And as you accessorize, you want to accessorize in odds. So you want to accessorize in like 1, 3, or 5. And what I mean by that many, so a woman may have a pair of pearl earrings, a pearl necklace, a pearl bracelet, and a ring on. Those would be the accessories, right? So think about how many accessories you're doing, and you want to do the accessorizing in an odd number. Again, that's more artistically pleasant, and that's how you accessorize with power. Accessories as well, you want to make sure that they're in good repair. We've talked about your clothes not being stained or in need of repair. You also want to make sure your shoes are good repair. So for instance, if you have a heel and that heel is wearing down, you don't want to be walking on the nails and causing noise. And if you've got jewelry that makes a lot of noise as you walk, you don't want to necessarily have that in a business environment and call that kind of attention to yourself. The goal when you're in that business environment is to be on your performance. So the accessories, the appearance that you have, reinforces confidence, reinforces your competence so that you can project a polished, professional, and positive image. So those are all different aspects of accessorizings. Now, let's talk about hygiene and some of the do's and don'ts with regard to hygiene. You do want to make sure that you have had a shower every day. And you wouldn't think I would have to tell you this, but this sometimes becomes a problem for HR departments where people haven't bathed. If you go work out in the middle of the day, you want to make sure you get a real quick light shower again and that you put clothes on that aren't stinky. You don't want to go back to work in your stinky workout clothes. This is a major no-no. Also, as you wear perfumes and scents, you want to make sure that they're light and not a heavy perfume or scent. You don't want people to smell you before you get there, and you don't want it to stay there after you've left. So a light scent is okay. A clean scent is okay, but keeping it light. There are some people that are allergic to certain scents and smells, and you never know who those people are. And perhaps you're going to meet with a potential customer and they happen to be one of those folks. So you want to be really cognizant of the scents that you're putting on and keep them clean and light so that it doesn't become a problem. You want to keep your hands and fingernails scrupulously clean and well cared for. So if you got dirty fingernails, get them clean. You never want to have your fingernails an inch longer than the end of your bed of your nail. And you want to keep them manicured, and getting an occasional professional manicure is good actually for both men and women. And you'll benefit from that treatment. Plus, it feels really good and it's really fun. And same goes for pedicures. You want to keep your cuticles pushed back as well. Now, some individuals have a bad habit of biting their fingernails or biting their cuticles. If this is you, then you want to stop that immediately. You want to put that on your stop doing list. And by doing that, you're going to, again, increase your professional appearance. Clear nail polish is easy to maintain, so that's kind of a tip for women. And as I said, nails should be no longer than half an inch beyond the end of your fingers. Your hair should be cleaned and well combed and trimmed. To eliminate dandruff, you want to use a really good shampoo. And then, men, there may be some jobs that it's not appropriate for you to have facial hair. So you want to have an understanding of what that dress code is. If you have facial hair, you want to keep it nicely trimmed. If you're a woman, wearing barrettes or other ornamentation in your hair should be really simple. Again, the goal is not to scream out the accessory. You want the accessory to complement what it is you're already doing, and you don't want to have too many of them going on. Keeping your face clean, washing it daily will be key. Also, if you have acne, then you want to consult a dermatologist. You know, I went through this period of, I had more acne like in my 20s and 30s than I did when I was a teenager. And I thought, why is that? And I guess it was maybe my diet, maybe it was a stress, maybe I wasn't getting enough hydration. But yeah, a good dermatologist is a great, great tip and a great tool and useful for us all if you've got dermatology issues. That's why they're there. They're great for that. So you want to keep your face clean. And as a woman, if you're wearing makeup, you want to be sure to wash your face every night before you go to bed. One, it just feels good, but the best benefit is what it does for your skin. You should brush your teeth after every meal. So throw a toothbrush in your desk drawer and toothpaste so that you have clean, fresh breath as you meet with different folks. And equip your office with breath mints and mouthwash as well. Women's makeup should enhance their natural beauty and not necessarily create a whole new beauty. You want to make sure that your foundation matches your skin tone, as well as your lipstick, mascara, light dusting of powder. All of these things are great tools to enhance. The goal is to enhance your beauty and your look. The goal is also to drive all of the eye up. As we drive the eye up, that is where business is done. That's where we connect. I think I've already mentioned on this program that the eyes are the windows to the soul, and that is where that deep connection is made. So the goal in dressing and everything that we do, the goal is to dry that eye up to one another's eyes so that we can connect, we can share ideas, we can come to an understanding, we can solve problems, we can create amazing things when we're able to make that deep, solid eye connection. Now, if you have piercings or tattoos, they should not be visible during the business day. In a more conservative business setting, you want to remove your piercing ornaments during the day. All of these aspects are part of good hygiene, good care, some do's and don'ts. You know, one of the best things that I have found is to get a lot of water. A lot of water is just so critical. It's critical to your energy level. It's critical to keeping your skin fresh and supple. And it just helps everything work better. Even your system, right? Keeping your system flush and all that. Water is so good for you. And keeping hydrated. And oftentimes, when we think we're hungry, really what it is we're thirsty. And by taking that good, deep, long, big glass of water, that big glass of that drink of water, we're able to rehydrate ourselves and get that energy. Now, I've shared a lot of information with you, and hopefully you've kept up. And we are about at the top of the hour with this program. And there's been a lot of things that I've laid out for you. Now, you may be thinking, and you may come back to our first module when we talked about self-image. You may not like how certain clothes look on you. You may not feel like you're beautiful or you're attractive in any way. By selecting clothes that fit you appropriately, not by going by ego of, I've got to have this size because society tells me that this size is the size I'm supposed to wear. Or I should wear that because society says that's what looks good on me. You get in, you work with a stylist or some other professional in your area. You do a figure analysis. You see what line looks good on your frame, your body. It's all unique. By implementing these fundamentals that I've talked about, in your style, in your look, in your hygiene, all these things that you do will help you feel more confident and will increase your executive presence, will increase how others perceive you. And not just because you're going to look fabulous, but more importantly, what's going to happen is inside. It's almost like you're lighting a fire inside of you that says, wow, look how good I look and how good I feel. And that's the goal. Because once we can light and ignite that fire in you, then nothing is impossible for you to achieve. Nothing is impossible for you to achieve. So in this section, we have talked, we've gone through a lot of great information. This is a CD, or I'm sorry, this is a module that you're going to want to re-listen to a lot, because there's a lot of great information in this module. But we've talked about what to wear when, what clothes are appropriate for what things. We've talked about how you shouldn't be wearing beachwear to the office. Beachwear is saved for the beach. We've talked about the color, what colors mean, and how they can impact you in your look and your energy and what kind of emotions that they're emitting. So we've talked about that. We've talked about how you can accessorize with power and how you can utilize those accessories to help enhance your look and also create and show more of the style that you have, your personal style. And then we've talked about several different hygiene do's and don'ts, what you should do to give that impactful executive presence so that others want to be around you, and then you just feel great and you will be drawn in and your light will increase. And that's the goal, is that light increases, the eyes are drawn up to connect with you in the eyes so the opportunities can be, they can be realized that way. And I know that as you implement all of these different aspects and you go into your closet and you meet these three different piles and you start working your wardrobe, that you can uncover, realize, and accomplish your potential, because I truly know that nothing is impossible. We'll see you at the next module. Thanks for joining us here.